दृढ़ निश्चय है और महानिंग व्हाट इज राइट एंड फॉरबिडिंग व्हाट इज रॉन्ग. We read the hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed a gold ring on the hand of a man. He removed it and threw it away and said that, what do any one of you wish to have a hot coal in his hand of Jahannam? And then after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went away. Somebody told that person, take your ring and you can benefit it from in other ways. You can sell it, you can give it to the family, etc. It's permitted for them. Gold is not permitted for men. So he replied and said that by Allah, I will never take it back after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cast it aside. We read the commentary of this hadith. This hadith is a practical example of rectifying wrong by use of the hand for one who has the ability to do so. Here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the ring and immediately, practically, by the force of his hand, he took out that ring and he threw it away. There are two things. One is who has the ability to do it, and the other is that the recipient to whom it is being done, that person also has the potential to accept it. As we read towards the end of the hadith, that he did not want to keep it again. He did not want to even touch it again. After that, he had so much of trust and love and respect and honor for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where there is that case, like our children for example, we shouldn't spoil them from the beginning. From the beginning, where they have trust in us, let us not see them doing anything wrong. Reprimand them, rectify them, correct them. Any person that has got the trust, that the duty of Amr bil Ma'ruf should be done. Those in positions of authority should utilize the power to guide their subordinates to the truth. Those people whom Allah Ta'ala has given position of authority, like parents, etc., like teachers, ustads, etc., they should use that authority to establish the truth. We shouldn't be complacent about it and just keep quiet about the wrong that is happening around us. They should command good and forbid evil for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala without any ulterior motives. That they should always do, that for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, they should command what is right and forbid what is evil. Unfortunately, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had foretold, that the time will come when people will not command the right and forbid the wrong. The Sahaba were of that mind that it is impossible for it to happen. They said, can it ever happen like that? That people are doing wrong. As somebody gave a very beautiful example, that who will be prepared to see his child burning in a fire and not do anything about it? Nobody will be prepared for that. But when they are doing all the haram things, that is what it reads. Like it was read in the Fajr Namaz now, and mashallah, Monana, it took an effect on him also. That when the people of Jahannam will see Jahannam, yu'raful mujrimuna bi simahum, then they will see and they will realize what it is. So those who have iman will be able to see the wrong that what the people are doing, children are doing, it is actually that they are in the fire of Jahannam. And to be happy with that, to be complacent, to be quiet, is beyond the person. It can't happen that you see your child see people in the fire of Jahannam and you keep quiet, you don't mind, you smile, you laugh, and you enjoy it. It's impossible. So Allah give us that iman to realize that when people are doing wrong, our children, and especially when we can't stop it, we must stop it. May Allah give us all the time. Subhanallah.